7:32, time now for People in the Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Well, a little event that's been going on forever, and that is the Fireman's Ball with the Fort Pierre Fire Department. We have John and Austin with us this morning, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have the Fireman's Ball coming up. Kind of give us the lowdown.
Yeah, so it's just it's a little get-together, like you said, that's been going on for quite a while. One of our biggest fundraisers of the year, free will donation at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, it's bring your own BYOB, bring your own beverages, and of course we ID for that as well. But we'll have live music going from 9 to 1, you know, a couple silent auctions, and really just a good opportunity to kind of see people in the community and, like I said, support your local fire department.
Okay, and kind of the history of this thing. Do you know it at all? How long has it been going on?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on how many years, but
it's been that long.
I think it dates back to the 70s, to be honest.
It dates back to the 70s.
So not only do you support your local fire department, you also get to be a part of history.
You do. And Fort Pierre in the 70s was a pretty wild place, from what I understand.
Rumor has it.
Rumor. All right, so the fire department, tell us about this. Guys, over in Fort Pierre, you've had a very active year this year, a little bit more active than you want to have this year, and the fire department has well, Shane and I were just talking yesterday how much of a big part of the community the fire department is. I mean, you're necessary, absolutely necessary, and how do folks get to be on the fire department if they're interested in doing that? How do they do that?
Come on down on a Wednesday night. We're there every Wednesday night, starting at 7 o'clock. Come visit with us and we'll help you move forward. We'll help train you. All that fun stuff that's needed to be part of the team.
Now, the fire department, you guys are equipped for just about everything, aren't you?
Yep. Over there in Fort Pierre, we do everything. Structure fire, grass fire, car accidents, whatever we're needed for. We're there for the community.
Okay. Now let's get back to the Fireman's Ball. What band that you have there?
This year, we've got the Barnflies again, mm-hmm. just like last year. Like
kind
Austin
of a
said.
Country, good band out of Sioux Falls, good group. They're pretty active in the eastern part of South Dakota, but they've come out here now 2 years in a row. This will be their second year in a row.
Okay.
They're very good.
All right, very good band. Okay, give us the lowdown on it again. When is it going to be, and where is it going to be, and the like?
Saturday night, doors open at 8, music from 9 to 1, right there at the Fort Pierre Fire Hall.
And it is BYOB.
That's correct. Right, and we ID, so and no funny games.
No funny games, you will be doing that. Guys, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Once again, the Fort Pierre Fireman's Ball going to be coming up, and People in the Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at leerealestatepier.com.
Well, we continue on with People in the Neighborhood as we are kind of have an assembly line going on right now. Abby from the library right now, and let's talk a little bit about what Rollins Library has coming up today.
Good morning. Tomorrow we have our fall festival, so that is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the fall festival is going to be a lot of fun. It's for anyone and everyone to come on out. It's a free event. We're going to have cookies and coffee. And then there will be crafts for both kids and adults. So kids can make a sunflower and adults can make a pumpkin. And then we're also going to have a nice display of fall books. So you can browse those, pick a book that looks good, and fall in love with reading.
There you go. But that can't possibly be all that's going on at Rollins Library. What else you got coming up?
No, we have a lot coming up. So then next Monday, that's going to be September 25th, we've got our Makerspace Monday, continuing with the fall theme, and we're going to do activities with leaves, trees, and seeds. And then on Tuesday night, we've got a really nice book club that meets, and that's at 6 o'clock. They're starting a new book in October, so if you want to come next month and join the club, or you could pick up here last one in September. And then Wednesday, we do story time at the park. We're going to be at Divine Park, and we'll be there at 10 and 10:30. So that's on Wednesday the 27th. And then it is library card sign-up month, and we do have a gift for you if you get your library card. So bring your piece of canceled mail and photo ID, and we can help you get a library card.
That's all you need. And, of course, Rollins Library, you guys have made some pretty major changes within the library itself with, you know, it's not just books anymore. There's a lot of stuff involved with it.
There is. We have ebooks, databases, electronic resources. If you need a book or a certain type of book and we don't have it, we'll try and get it for you. So we are here to serve the community.
Don't you wish we would have had this when we were in high school?
I do.
When we had to do research papers and stuff like that, it would have been a lot easier.
It would.
We appreciate you coming in and talking with us about this morning. Tell us about the event that we're talking about today, though.
Okay, so the Fall Festival, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., come and go. And anyone that comes, we're going to give you the solar eclipse glasses coming up for the solar eclipse in October.
That's going to be a big one.
It is.
It is. Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. Again, that at Rollins Library and People in the Neighborhood, brought to you in part by May Adam.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, since 1881.
Okay, now coming up here, we have the Farmer's Market. That's going to be coming up. Lindy Garrett's with us this morning. And
yes.
Lindy, let's talk a little bit about the Farmer's Market.
Love to. Absolutely. The Farmer's Market coming up again Saturday morning. Rain or shine, you know, because there may be some rain on the forecast, but those vendors are strong vendors. They'll be there regardless.
Well, you look at it the bright side. It's like washing the produce.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Washes the produce, cleans the parking lot. It's very fresh. Yeah. And as a shopper, you only have to really be there for 10 minutes. The vendors are there the entire time.
But
so it's a quick stop.
Canopies above them, though.
Usually, yeah. Yep, absolutely. It'll be a great market this weekend as well. Babs Bites and Bones is back, and she's got her treats for dogs as well as some sweet treats, and she always brings fun things. I think she's got s'mores, scones on her list this time, so that's excellent. Dustin Bound Books will be there, and he makes homemade books and bookmarks and cool little things. Jesse Malungi Cosmetics, and she does a whole bunch of just really cool items that you can use, not just for women, also for men. So lotions, lip balm, leave-in conditioner, body scrub. She's got some really cool things. A shave cream that I love personally. Yeah. And then we've got Christie's Sweets and Treats. So for anybody out there who is craving something sweet, she will have some bundt cakes and some sourdough cookies. And also for those of you who love just, you know, other items, she's got sourdough bread that she's bringing, which I'm really excited about, and focaccia, which would pair lovely with some of the items from Hannish Farms, like some of their tomatoes, maybe toss in some basil, have your focaccia bread. But it's that time of season where just the produce is rolling in, and I think it's the first market with winter squash. And I know people out there just love like the delicata and the butternut and the acorn. So this is a great time to stop down and grab some winter squash, especially this weekend when it might be a little chilly and you wanna warm up a little bit. Those are nice items.
Right. We're definitely getting to that point, aren't we?
We are.
Okay, so it's been going on all summer long.
All summer long.
How's it been going this summer?
You know, it has been doing better. So we were at our peak in 2019, and then 2020... So now we've been building back. And this summer has been great because we've been able to welcome different organizations like Rollins to come in and do morning readings with kids. We've had a couple groups come in and do different demonstrations. And that always helps bring people in as well. So if there are any organizations that would like to set up and, you know, give information or do some cool things to show the community what your group does, you can reach out to us, and you can do that either by reaching out on capcitymarket.com, or we are on Facebook and Instagram.
And I can also imagine if somebody wants to be a vendor that you can do the same thing.
Same exact thing, absolutely. And what's nice about being a vendor, I mean, everything is either raised, made, or grown locally by you, but you don't have to do this the entire season. So if you have a bumper crop of cucumbers and tomatoes and you want to set up for one or two weekends, you definitely can do that, which is really nice, because I know that like some of my neighbors just are overflowing with tomatoes, and so they could, you know, sit up at the market and have one weekend where they're getting some tomatoes off of their plate.
There you go.
Literally off of their plate.
Literally off of their plate, yeah. Or out of the bucket or the bushel basket. Or
exactly. Yeah, out of their basement.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. So we invite folks to get a hold of you. Once again, how do they do it?
They can either go to capcitymarket.com or they can visit us on Facebook or Instagram. And the market starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. It is one block east of downtown Pier.
All right. Thanks, Lindy, for coming in.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. And that was once again People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and by May Adams.